right, we're live. Coming to you from Dakota Avenue. Good morning. 37 right now. Sun shining. Beautiful morning going on. Well, listen, you, if you have not heard of the 32nd or 33rd annual Homespun Holiday Show, you've probably been living under a rock because they've been doing this for 33 years. Fern Sessing in to talk with me about this. Fern, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
This is your first time.
This is my first time
to
here.
To the morning show. Well, welcome to it. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having us. I'm glad to be here.
Oh, thank you so much for being on air. Now, we were talking before we went live here. You got an interesting story, you know, about...
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'll let you
tell
it.
Well, you know, we've been doing this show for a long time, Bill. 33 years. I've only personally been part of the show for 24.
Yeah. So that's still a good run.
Few years, right? Right. Originally started that from the story I hear. They originally started in somebody's garage, and then they moved up into, I believe, at one time it was in St. Mary's in the school. And then it progressed over to the Breck Senior Center. And then a couple ladies that were part of the show bought a house out in Dwight. It was called The Cottage. And we had our shows out there. They had their vintage shop open. Wendy Griffin and Dina Simonowski had their vintage open on the weekends during the summer months. But we had our big show out there, this show out there, all 3 days. We had a Friday, Saturday, Sunday show. And that was so fantastic. That house was so beautiful.
So this started from a basic idea and has grown into, I mean, you know, you were talking. Tell me about this thing in Horace.
Well, in Horace, my good friend Connie Bruce has her own vintage shop on her farm. And it is absolutely the most beautiful vintage shop. She has so many different collections, and she has two separate barns that are full as well on her farm. And she's open. She's on Facebook, and she puts posts out there. She's open either by appointment or on the weekends. So, but she also joins us in our shows. So we were at her show last weekend in Horace at the Senior Center, and now she's going to be with us this weekend. She's been joined us for about... I would say probably 7 years. She was part way back when, too, and then she took a break, and now she's back. So we're so happy to have her back. She does beautiful work.
Fern, for people that don't know, explain vintage. Kind of define this for us.
Vintage is more, I'm going to mess this up, because I believe vintage is 50 years or older.
Mm-hmm.
So like most people will say antiques or vintage. They've classified it now. If you look it up on the internet, it's so many years old, and then it's considered vintage, and then so many years old, it's called antiques. So it all depends. If it's within the 50 years old, I believe it's vintage. If it's older than 50, then it's an antique.
Holy
but
smokes.
I could be totally wrong, so nobody quote me on that.
I graduated antique a long time ago. Mm. Okay, went from vintage to antique.
You and me both.
Well, yes, and you were saying my band, Crystal Sunshine, actually played, what was it?
It played at my senior prom in Ellendale, North Dakota.
Boy, that brings me into quite a reality.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Homespun Holiday Show this Saturday.
This Saturday at the Senior Center from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m., we will have... such a beautiful display of Christmas and fall and some vintage items. And there's just a good variety of everything. We have lots of baked goods. We have fresh apple cider that'll be brewing. Mm. You can enjoy, and cookies. We have a door prize sign up, and that gets you on our mailing list, so we know to let you know when we have further or future shows. You know, we'll do one in the spring again, and we do this one every year in the fall.
And that's such a great space over there to have an event like this.
It's run, our show runs like a boutique. So I'm not sure how many people are familiar with that, but what we do is there's us four girls, plus this year we have some additional members that are going to be joining us. So we're going to have some new items that are brand new to us this year. So that's exciting. But we set it up as a boutique. So we set up the whole senior center as It's all one store. Everything is mixed and mingled, and everybody's, because I may have a piece that goes well with another person's piece, and we can display it as a as you would use it at home. Mm-hmm. And that way, you know, we get they get better ideas on how to mix and mingle things. So you just gather what you want to purchase, and it's one till. It's not like a separate, it's not like a craft show where you go and pay at each booth. We're all together. You pay one time.
And this is running from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. Yes, over at the Breckenridge Senior Center.
Yes, and we have staging areas, so we will hold your things so your hands are free to shop, and we'll spin you around.
So do you have all the vendors you need, or are you still looking for more? Are you full
for
up?
This year, I think we're full up, okay. But you know what? Anybody can reach out to me or Wendy, or Julie Meyer is also one of our great vendors. If anybody is familiar with her quilting, she's absolutely the most fantastic quilter I've seen. She does such a beautiful job. So
is it okay? So is this kind of show? Is this a once a year thing, or do you do this?
We do it twice a year.
Twice a year.
We'll do in spring. Usually around. We kind of try to gauge it from the weather, as like opening weekend for fishing, Mother's Day. We usually get it before that, but we wanna still get it before it's too nice and everybody's out at the lake. So
promise me you'll come back and talk to me.
I will come back, Bill. This is great. I love it here.
You're a lot of fun to talk to. It's the annual Homespun Holiday Show. 33rd going on, Breckenridge Senior Center this Saturday from 8 until 2. Keep doing what you're doing, because I can tell you're having a good time with it.
We absolutely love this show. We talk about quitting every year, and then every year it's like we start doing the show, and it just brings us all together. We enjoy it so much, and the smiles of the people come in, and the people that do appreciate us there, they look forward to it every year. We can't disappoint.
All right.
So
you have fantastic holidays, Fern.
Thank you, Bill.
We will see you. We will talk in the spring.
You bet. Right. I'll be here.
941 Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Billy man, come on, 6 o'clock.